It's time to hear from the voice of the Brewers.
Fly ball to deep right. It is back. Soto back. Out of here!
Jeff Levering is brought to you by the Neurospine Center of Wisconsin. Go where the pros go to fix all your back pain. Visit them today at neurospine.com.
Appreciate a little Huey Lewis in the News to bring me in today. Love that.
Thank you, and I love Huey Lewis in the News, so I'm all about it.
Jeff Levering on Chen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Just the absolute perfect day to have Jeff Levering joining the show as the Brewers are now up 2-0 on the Cubs in the NLDS. Good morning, Jeff. I know it was a late night for everybody who was taking in the Brewers action. We appreciate you joining us this morning. What was your favorite moment from last night's victory?
I appreciate you guys getting up early, Jen. I know you were at the ball game last night, so it was a late night for everybody. But listen, how many great moments were there? There were plenty of great moments. The Jackson Churio home run to center field, 101 miles an hour coming in, 104 going out. Jacob Mizorowski throwing the ball 104 miles an hour. Three of the eight fastest pitches in the playoffs happened consecutively when Jacob Mizorowski had that at bat against Kyle Tucker. I mean, the whole entire bullpen was amazing for the Brewers last night. It was just a great game with the exception of the top of the first inning. Other than that, it was awesome.
What surprised you more, Miz pitching or Churio playing?
I was not surprised that Churio was playing the way that he went through his workout yesterday. I was surprised that he played in left field. I thought there may have been a DH situation for him yesterday just to try and keep him off his feet. But he passed every test, so it made sense that he was out there and contributing, and he contributed plenty to that ball game yesterday. I will say the command for Jacob Mizorowski was outstanding, right? I don't think the moment was too big for him. He came out, guns blazing, he got the first out. Then he threw six straight balls, and that's when you kind of perked up your ears a bit and went, okay, well, are you going to turn it around? Are you going to be able to find it? And he found it. He found it with his off-speed stuff. And give William Contreras a ton of credit for helping him through that process. It was a really, really good appearance from Mizorowski. And now you sit there and you go, wow, what a weapon we have.
Yeah, it's enormous. Jeff Levering hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. We're all a little giddy as the Brewers have that 2-0 lead on the Cubs in the NLDS. Headed to Chicago, Quinn Priester will be on the hill on Wednesday. We have heard that now. What did you think of the officiating last night, Jeff? I heard on the broadcast maybe you were slightly critical maybe of the zone.
I'd say slightly critical, sure. I was just calling it like I saw it. And I saw a lot of pitches in the zone that were not being called for strikes. So it's like, come on, man. You can't miss strikes. I get it. If you're going to expand the zone, be consistent with it. If you're going to expand the zone, but strikes need to be strikes. And if there are pitches inside the zone, they need to be called strikes both ways. And it was both ways. It wasn't just against the Brewers. It was just, come on. We have to be better than that. And, you know, it just goes to show that automatic ball strike challenge system that's going to be coming into play next year might be tested quite a bit.
Jeff, is there any concern that if they do sweep, some of these pitchers haven't pitched in a game in a while? I know they try to simulate it during practice, but it's not the same. Do you have any concern?
I don't think so. I think everybody's going to be fine. I mean, last night, Quinn Priester, after the ball game was over, he threw a bullpen. After the game was over, really? Everybody was excited. They go up 2-0 in the series, and there's Quinn Priester out in the bullpen in left center field throwing a bullpen. So I think these guys are going to be able to stay dialed in. I'm not worried about if they sweep, if they win it in four games, whatever it ends up being, they're going to be fine.
I want to be very clear on this because I said this yesterday on the show, and it sounds like there might be a little bit of a comprehension thing happening out there. I trust Murph implicitly. Defending National League Manager of the Year, a very, very good chance he wins it again. And I was still a little nervous going into the game with the Aaron Ashby decision, with the starter decision. Now, we didn't know going into the game that it was going to be a bullpen day. I think a lot of people thought that Priester might go. Murph said that was never the plan. It was always going to be a bullpen day. Does Murphy get credit for the pitching plan to have Ashby out there, even though he gave up the three-run home run? Now, again, the offense responded, Jeff. But, like, am I supposed to be like, oh, that was just excellent strategy by the manager? He planned for him to give up the three-run home run, and he planned for the offense to respond right away and make it back to 0-0.
To say that Murph planned all of that transpiring, I think gives the cosmic gods a lot of credit. So I don't think he planned for that. Ashby looked great to Justin Turner, and then he gives up the base hit to Horner on a pitch that was in the left-handed batter's box. He walks the next hitter in Kyle Tucker after he fouled the ball off his knee, and then Suzuki hit a changeup that was around belly button high out of the ballpark. I think it was just a fluke thing because Ashby looked fine after that. He looked fine. He looked totally good in his first appearance in game one, too. I think that Chris Hook and Jim Henderson deserve a lot of the credit with the way that this pitching group has come together, not just in the playoffs in the first two games, but also all season long. And they are unheralded. They have been that way for a long time. Chris Hook is probably the best pitching coach nobody talks about in Major League Baseball outside of Milwaukee. But those guys had a plan. They knew they had the off days surrounding yesterday's ball game, and they executed to perfection. There was one hit for the Cubs after the second inning. That was it. So to say that they figured it out and they used the right combination of players, they did their job. And they retired the last 15 batters they faced, and it was like a hot knife going through butter last night. It was impressive.
Jeff, will the Miz be available tomorrow or no?
I would say no. Just a hunch, Miz would not be available for game three. But stranger things have happened.
How comfortable should Brewers fans be about the potential sweep? Again, we're trying not to get ahead of it.
Jen?
I don't want to jinx it, Jeff.
You play scared.
It's not scared. Again, like, look, it would be remarkable. It would be memorable. I'll tell you this. You saw it, I'm sure, Jeff, at the game last night. They throw it up on the Jumbotron. The scene of the 2018, I think it was game 163, Cubs versus Brewers. I remember exactly where I was when that game was going on. I was sitting in a bar in California. Not that anyone cares, but that's where I was watching that game go down. It would eclipse that, I think, if the Brewers sweep the Cubs out of the NLDS. So I'm just a little nervous about saying it out loud, if I'm being honest.
It's fine, but you don't have to sweep. That's the thing. You don't have to. You've given yourself a 2-0 lead in the series. You have a margin for error. You have afforded yourself that. You're not in a must-win situation. And like Isaac Collins and Caleb Durbin said yesterday pregame, the Brewers are playing with house money. I mean, nobody expected them to do any of this season. So I think that you're right in winning this series, not sweep. I mean, if they sweep, it's fantastic. It's great. You get a couple more off days and you get set to come home and go play in the NLCS. It's awesome. Perfect. But at the same time, if you still win the series, I think it's still going to be better than game 163. Game 163 was, okay, here's your stepping stone. Are you ready to climb over the bridge? And the Brewers have climbed over that bridge many, many times. They've gone to the playoffs 7 of the last 8 years. But you know as well as anybody, Jen, beating the Cubs means something different. And to do it, to end their season, end the season, would be really, really sweet.
Jeff, are you surprised at the other series, the Dodgers up 2-0 on the road versus Philly?
I am a little surprised, especially the way that Philadelphia came out of the gates and they had the pitching all squared away with their ace on the mound after having the bye. I am a little surprised that series is 2-0. I'm not surprised that the Dodgers are doing what they're doing, though. I mean, they're healthy. They got their pitching back to where it needed to be. Roki Sasaki suddenly throws 100 miles an hour again after having shoulder issues, and he's closing ball games. You got Blake Snell. I mean, they're a really good team. They're a really good team. I'm not surprised. I'm surprised Philadelphia hasn't done more offensively. But that was the story for Philly last year, too.
Sorry, Josh, you was talking to me there, Jeff. I apologize.
My bad, Jeff.
trying to listen. So, you know,
it's all the voices in my head. I get them all the time, too.
You have no idea. So, you know, Pat Murphy, you know, Craig Counsell. You are obviously familiar with their relationship, given your proximity to the organization. How do we feel about the gamesmanship? Because I kind of love it. I kind of love that Murphy was like getting Quinn Priester up there warming up next to Ashby yesterday, making Counts and Company think that he was going to be the guy. These two teams know each other so well, and these two managers know each other so well. Is this giving the Brewers and Pat Murphy's group a leg up?
I think so. I'll point out two things for you, Jen. And it goes back to 18 in the NLCS with Wade Miley starting a game, and then Brandon Woodruff comes in after one batter. Nobody expected that. Like, it was, nobody saw it coming. It's a Dodger Stadium. It's a day game. You're out there in that heated bullpen, just baking in the sun, and nobody's paying attention out there because it's one batter in. You don't think anybody's coming in. So Craig Counsell should know, all right, is this real? Is this not real? We've done this before. We've done this before. We get this. I think that that's a huge feather in the cap for the Brewers to have that ability. And they're just going to go out there and they're going to try and win the ball game. However they're going to do that, whatever the plan is, they're not going to tip their hand. Murph is tremendous at that. And I love that part of it. And now that you have Quintana and Priester available for game 3 or game 4, whatever way you want to go. The other part, the gamesmanship, and I'm sure everybody noticed this after Contreras hit the home run, and he did the cell phone thing, which was Craig going to the phone after the Andrew Vaughn Grand Slam back in the month of July. I thought that was amazing. I didn't notice it in the moment. I wasn't on the call for that one. Lane was on the call for the home run. I noticed he took his time as he was getting out of the box. I didn't notice he took out the cell phone and hung it up. And now that I think about it, man, was that sweet. Man, was that sweet.
But Jeff, in the Cubs' mind, did that cross the line?
No.
No?
No, not at all. Not at all. Because if you go back to game 1, offense isn't doing anything for the Chicago Cubs. They're down 9-1. Kyle Tucker draws a walk, and he flips the bat in front of William Contreras. And there was something said between Contreras and Tucker. You're down 8 runs. Why are you flipping the bat? This doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? And something was said. And maybe that boiled into what Contreras did.
Okay.
But that's the fun stuff of these baseball series. You play each other so much during the regular season. Those are the things that people pay attention to.
So does your gut tell you that we know it's Priester going for game 3? Do you think Quintana could be a kind of a bullpen guy? You think he's going to start game 4 if necessary? Like, that's the tricky part of the season is you got to plan for those games even if those games don't happen. And then would we see Freddie again? Like, how do you see it shaking out if it gets back to Milwaukee?
See, Freddie is available for game 4 if you need it. Because of the off days. Everybody hands on deck. It's not quite a game 7, but you could play it like a game 7 for tomorrow's ball game. You certainly could do that. I know the weather's kind of crummy today, but it's supposed to be pretty nice tomorrow in Chicago, so that's a good thing. You don't have the benefit of the roof to close up there. That's well documented. But at the same time, I think it's all hands on deck tomorrow and try and win the ball game and get a couple of days off and prepare for the NLCS. I think that's how they're going to play it.
I know I'm jumping ahead here, but is there any chance Woody's available for the next series?
He hasn't started playing catch yet. So, I mean, he's got to clear a couple of hurdles before he can do that. And as he said in his pregame availability before the series started, he's at 99%. He just needs to clear that last 1% and see if he can start throwing. Once he starts throwing, we'll see. But it might even be just a one-inning performance if he is available.
You mentioned Woodruff in that NLCS. Was that where he hit the home run? Am I conflating games, or was that the same game? That was the same game, right? When he warmed up.
It was game 1. Yeah, game 1 of the NLCS off of Clayton Kershaw. And he came out of the bullpen in that appearance, too. Remember, Yelich Yacin started, and then Woody goes deep to center field.
What an unreal moment. Yeah, amazing moment. All right, Jeff, we really appreciate you hanging out. Again, giddy is the word this morning as we are all excited and celebrating the Brewers being up 2-0 on the Cubs in the NLDS. Appreciate the time this morning. We'll talk to you again soon.
You got it. Sounds great. Have a good one, guys.
So great. We love having Jeff Levering join the show. Great insight. Connected to the program. You know, gives us all of those details, and we couldn't be more thankful.
Gives us some much-needed credibility around here. Jeff Levering, I'm Jen Gavichui, and all our Brewers postseason coverage is brought to you by the Neurospine Center of Wisconsin. You can get your virtual second opinion available throughout the state of Wisconsin. Visit NSCWI.com.